This week on Video Death Loop.
Come and explore the magic, mystery, and wonder of ancient lore village.
Plus, finally, the power lines will go down. Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
You got it correct. It's correct. I'm the co-host.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cruising in easy mode today.
I'm like Dick Van Dyke. Sometimes I say it wrong, and it's a funny gag. Aaron Littleton's not the co-host this week. But no, this time I just played it straight, played it shoot, did not trip over the footstool.
Man, you never know. Was there a rhyme or reason? Man, Dick Van Dyke was a show where a man, it was a black and white show.
Yeah.
In the olden days, I remember liking Dick Van Dyke as a child, even though it was ancient even then.
Oh, yeah.
But there were, he had a theme song, and every day, every like episode, he would come in on this theme song, and there was a footstool. And I guess like sometimes he would trip and over the footstool it'd fall, and sometimes he wouldn't. And I don't know like what the rhyme or reason to that was. Was it season? Did they actually record a bunch of different versions of the theme song? I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta. Sometimes, maybe they did it live every time, and he had to like determine like if there was a footstool in there, and like you know maybe it's like ah shit, it's a footstool day. Okay, hold on, let me do this pram fall over here.
Yep. Now I bet it was a season thing because you know at first he would come in and trip over the footstool and fall, and that was funny. But then later on, he would like. Do this sort of like jaunty little jump over the footstool, and I remember he played this little xylophone like, and he would like jump over the footstool, and so maybe it's like he's learning. He's Dick Van Dyke.
It's like an AI model, Dick Van Dyke AI. That's
exactly right. It is DVD AI. Mm. He's our hottest new AI. Eventually he will not fall over the footstool, and you cannot have him tell you how to make LSD.
Yeah. No, Boston Dynamics has been making robots do whatever and stay upright and do all that in there. All we're trying to get is Dick Van Dyke, the AI, to go across the room. We have managed to go 3 feet, and by 3 feet, 3 steps.
If we can perfect it, the golden age of television will be back again.
Yeah, finally we can go back. Bring Nick at Night, we can have Nick in the morning, then Nick at Night, all the rest of the time, and we're good. We're in heaven at this point.
I bet Nick at Night is like Lost now. I bet they show like Lost.
It's been a little bit. Like what the hell would Nick at Night show now? It would be like that.
It could be. I mean, yeah, they do have a wide variety of Nickelodeon programming. All Viacom's great programming.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd have to be 90s stuff, right? I mean, I remember watching Nick at Night, which was an old cable television show, or channel, I suppose.
Yeah.
That originally existed kind of as like the nighttime version of Nickelodeon, and they would play old comedy shows, like old sitcoms from, you know, 30 years earlier. It's sort of an Adult Swim model, right? It was like Nickelodeon during the day, and at night it becomes a different channel called Nick at Night.
Yeah, Adult Swim. Get out of the pool. It's time for the adults to laugh. You've been laughing all day at Hey Dude. Well, you know what? We think that's shit. Get over here. learn something with Dick Van Dyke.
Yep. You're going to love this marathon of Mary Tyler Moore.
Green Acres is on next. Get ready.
Oh, man, fucking Green Acres. Anyway, so I guess they were like, you know, from the 60s. They would play stuff from the 60s in the 90s. So it only makes sense that they would play something from the 90s in the 20s.
Yeah, so like everybody loves Raymond. Full House kind of thing, I guess.
I bet like Home Improvement.
It's Home Improvement. It is Tool Time. It's just Tool Time the entire time. It just doesn't stop.
John, before we make everyone sad about what would be on Nick at Night, like even further, I learned something of vital importance today.
Is it going to make me happier or sadder?
I think it's fun. I think it's fun. I think it's actually fun, which is why I bring it up.
This is that's not. I don't know if that's an answer to the question, Aaron. But go okay. on, go on. I want to learn. I want to learn with you.
Okay, so I don't know how I found this, but here I have it here. So on Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia that anybody mm-hmm. can edit,
anyone.
They have this project called Vital Articles, and they rank them between level 1 and level 5. And level 1 has 10 articles. I guess this is what Wikipedia believes is the 10 most important articles on Wikipedia.
And this then sounds like, hold on, before you go any further, this sounds like a Scientology thing all of a sudden. Like, you got to go through the 10 articles to get accepted into Wikipedia.
Yeah, level one. This is level one. Like, these are, okay. I guess, like, if in the future the Earth was about to explode and we only had time to upload 10 Wikipedia articles to the rocket that was about to fly off and avoid the devastation.
Okay.
These are the 10 articles we would upload. And okay. then level two has 100 articles. Level 3 has 1,000. Level 4 has 10,000. Level 5 has 50,000, which are presumably of lesser importance
okay.
as it goes down. Like, as you get a higher level, like level 5, clearly, like, level 5 is not as important as level 4 and so on and so forth to, like, the 10 most important articles on Wikipedia. And right. I thought it might be fun to see if to give you a few guesses and see if you can guess any of the 10 most vital articles on Wikipedia, according to the Vital Articles Project.
Okay. And
this is English Wikipedia, mind you.
Okay. So no, nothing from other languages or anything, from the English version of Wikipedia, the encyclopedia that anyone can edit.
Right. Now it could potentially be topics from any, you know, I guess any culture anywhere on Earth, but I'm just saying this, I'm looking specifically at the English version.
Okay. One more question. Is this like in terms of like articles we would like, this is what we would send out on a vessel to show this is what humanity was, or is this like, this is what humanity needs to survive? Like we go out in the rocket ship and we're in there. It's like, we got to load up the article on X.
I will read what the description on the Wikipedia Vital Articles Level 1 page says.
Okay.
Okay. The vital articles list are meant to guide the prioritization of improvements to vital articles and to monitor their quality. That is as far as I can tell, the only description of what the vital articles are.
I don't know if that helps me here. Okay. All right. I'm going to give a guess. I'm going to give a good old college try here. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to guess there may only be one of these articles you have ever looked at on Wikipedia.
Okay. I'm going to say pasteurization or something like that, because
pasteurization, like, you know, as created by Louis Pasteur.
Yeah.
Pasteurization. Yeah, like, no, John,
put it to near boil.
Surprisingly enough, an 18th century French invention on how to make milk last a little longer is not one of the 10 is not one of the 10 most important articles.
Lives
on
were saved and lasted longer because of that. We did good. It was good. Louis Pasteur did good.
I'm not saying that it's not important. I'm just saying that okay. in the entirety of human knowledge, I just don't think that. I bet pasteurization might be like a level four or level five.
Well, give
article.
It a level three. Come on.
No,
here.
There's no fucking way bastardization's level. It's only 1,000 articles, John.
Okay. All right. All right.
How important do you think bastardization is? I'm fascinated by this answer. I'm fascinated.
I like milk.
But and
you know what?
Is this just the most important sounding thing you could come up with?
No. It's more, you know, I was actually trying to think of like things that, you know, if I was thinking of humanity was on the rocket ship and we were like, okay, we need to learn about farming and cultivation and like all that.
We better remember how to take care of this milk. With all these cows we brought on the rocket ship.
Two of each animal on this ark, man. We gotta do something here.
I don't think cows are coming, man. I think we're leaving them behind.
No.
I'm gonna
be Betsy
real
with
you.
Betsy's coming with me, and we're gonna have we're gonna make sure two of them so we can have more cows eventually when we land on our home planet of Saturn. Moon. One of the moons on Saturn.
Europa.
Europa was Jupiter, I think, right?
It might be. Yeah. I don't know. Shut up. You got something wrong. You got something wrong, so I can too.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to guess something about like the something to do with farming in some way.
The top 10 most important articles on Wikipedia. John's answer, something to do with farming.
I'm still thinking about survivability here. Like
I think you're going on the wrong path.
It's probably going to be World War II. It's probably going to be World War II somehow.
You are going to be so disappointed with all these articles.
Yes, I am.
You're so like zoomed in. You're so zoomed in. And these are just not that. I'll give you one more guess, and then I'm going to tell you.
Is Earth one of the articles?
Earth is one of the articles. It is on the list. I don't know if this is a ranked list. That's a bulleted list, but it doesn't have numbered. Earth is actually the second link, the second article on the list. That's the right kind of.
Let me dial back. I'm sorry. I was trying to save the planet over here. I didn't realize Wikipedia was trying to do like, I don't know, give them a library index or some shit like that, like for the aliens. It's like, oh, the humans, they die because they suck. They did. We like, what did they do? They didn't know how to boil milk to like heat milk to a near boiling point to get rid of bacteria. Like we call it pasteurization. Do they call it that too? I don't know. We don't know about that. We don't know. Number one is humans, by the way.
I bet they don't have cows. What?
Number one has to be human.
Nope.
Human. Homo
it's
sapien.
It's not. Nope. That's number three. Humans are number three.
Okay. All right. So universe. Universe is number one.
No, universe did not make the list. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. I mean, we already have Earth. We already have that. We already have humans. We got. Yep. Is there? This feels too big to be on. Is there just like animals on Wikipedia? Like, what are animals?
Just the page animals. Animals not a level one vital article. We can do without them. Actually, now that I'm looking at it, I think these are in alphabetical order.
Okay, Aaron, tell me what the. I need to know. Tell me the 10 articles.
Okay, I will start at the bottom. Number 10, the 10th most important article. I'm still going to say, even though they're in alphabetical order, they are ranked by importance. The 10th most important article, technology.
Okay.
Ooh, technology. Then moving
I like
up,
it.
We got society, science.
Sure.
Philosophy.
Whatever.
Mathematics.
Okay,
life.
That's fair.
Just life, regular old life.
You know, I think anyone reading the article about life, if it's not humans, they probably know what life is too. They don't need. They don't. That one, I think we can nix that one. Wikipedia.
You think we've got to cut life? Just be like,
we cut
done.
Life.
Yeah, we don't need that. Let's get pasteurization in there.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. I'm trying. This is part of my angle here.
Human history is next, followed by human, which you guessed, Earth. And then, John, the most important article on Wikipedia, coming in number one, drum roll, please, the arts.
Man, you really did David Letterman the shit out of that. Yeah, okay. That's fine. Sure.
Yep.
Sure. Go. I feel like none of the, like, those would just have more links to, like, you were just giving, most of those would be giving them a taste of what the arts would be or mathematics would be. And you're just leaving human humans in the future to be like, what the hell is physics in here?
That's covered in science. That's covered in science. Trigonometry covered in math.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Like, it'll be fun if they're gonna have to reinvent what these the off links are between these 10 articles, and that's distressing.
Yeah,
What if they come up with a way to heat milk and they call it mathematics two or calculus?
Just to confuse, us, just to really drive it home that pasteurization did not make the level one list.
Aaron, thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. And maybe by the end of the episode, I will tell you what level, if any, pasteurization hit on vital articles.
Okay. Well, we'll depend on how you feel after I show you the video, which you do not know about.
I don't.
You do not know about because I picked it out, and we're going to watch it here together in 3, 2, 1.
Let's see what you got. Ugh. Ancient Lore Village. Commercial for a kind of a Lord of the Rings inspired resort in our hometown of Knoxville.
Yes, it is a the answer to a local businessman's I saw the Lord of the Ring movies and I thought they were pretty good. So let's make a Hobbit village and put it in Knoxville.
A commercial? Is this a commercial that would have aired on television? Like, what is this?
I don't. It aired on YouTube at least. Okay. It's on. I found
so
it there.
So many things have aired on YouTube.
Oh yeah, I mean we've aired on YouTube, and that was a big mistake also. But
no one wanted to see that.
But yeah, it's I remember going when you go through the airport, there's a bunch of Ancient Lore Village ads because they want to, I guess, trick people to go to the Ancient Lore Village from out of town.
Yep. And, I guess you could.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping you.
And there's a commercial that shows up on the TV when you're getting your luggage, and I think this might be that commercial, actually.
Okay, so this is the luggage rack commercial for our Lord of the Rings ripoff resort.
Yeah, which has its own book, by the way. You can read all about it. It has its own fiction.
Yes, it does. This is, I will say, John, I come in, and I know John is as well, knowing more about Ancient Lore Village than I think anyone that lives outside of Knoxville would know. But we have a bit of an eccentric businessman here. And somewhere along the lines, he decided to build a resort based on Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. And then he realized that New Line Cinemas may sue him, or the Tolkien estate might sue him if he did that.
Christopher Tolkien will get his ass.
Yeah, someone's coming for his money. And he couldn't have that. So he wrote a book, a really short and poorly written book, that essentially just props up the things in his resort.
Yeah.
Just to say, like, listen, it's not based on Lord of the Rings. It's based on this book, which features a number of creatures and themes similar to Lord of the Rings. And it's got a name, doesn't it?
It's the not Bobbins. Ancient.
Yeah, it's something like that. Bobbins, definitely, and not hobbits, you guys. Yeah.
And it's not called Middle Earth, I remember. It's called Inner Earth.
Yep, it sure is. Yeah. It's called Inner Earth. It's one of the 50,000 most important articles on fantasy Wikipedia. Inner Earth.
I should have taken my guess to Tolkien Elvish language as one of the most important articles on Wikipedia, but maybe that's in level 2 or 3. Like, I don't know. Maybe we'll get there, but
I guess this commercial is just like, what if we got a bunch of 30 somethings, maybe 20 somethings to hang out at Ancient Lore Village. So it looks like, you know, this is a vital and exciting place.
Do you know anyone who's actually been to Ancient Lore Village? I have not been.
I do not. I did look it up at, like, on Google Maps at some point, and people have taken pictures of it. And you'll find in this little commercial for it, they do a really good job of not showing you what the view from Ancient Lore Village is, because the view from Ancient Lore Village is a bunch of power transmission lines, which is, I think, probably why they built it there. It's because the land was cheap. So no one no one wanted to, like, live underneath, like, the big power lines. Like, not the ones in your neighborhood. Like, the big
metal. The ones that make noise? Yeah.
Yeah, the big metal ones that are always getting smashed up in Evangelion episodes. Those are the ones. And it's built, like, right underneath them. So it's spoils the atmosphere a little bit, and you definitely do not see them in these commercials.
The thing I remember is, like, where they built, it's, like, next to the Walmart also, so that also kind of spoils the view probably a little bit as well in some way.
I would guess if you're wanting to pretend that you're living in Middle Earth, there's, like, a fire pit, you know, you're hanging out with your other early 30-something childless friends. Yeah, that's it. I mean, yeah, I'd go if they, like, if it wasn't too expensive. I mean, just to see, right? You know, because the houses, they kind of look like hobbit holes. Like, you can shoot a bow and arrow. There's axe throwing. You know, you ever thrown an axe?
Yeah,
axe throwing.
I've done that at Dollywood, actually. Another local thing.
Their local place. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did axe throwing in a mall one time.
Like,
there was an axe throwing in Westtown Mall, actually. Actually, let's loop it back to previous video Deathloop. Do you remember where there was the fake Radio Shack that we talked about?
Yes. And by the way, that's closing down. I checked that out the other day. So
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
Radio Shack, not profitable still, by the way. Just to let everyone know.
The Shack is going away again. It was back. Now it's gone.
There is
an axe throwing place right next to the fake Radio Shack, which is, you know, I think says something about the state of malls. Right now,
and
this is our good mall. This is our good mall. Okay,
the fancy mall.
It's the best mall we've got, and
it's the only mall we've got. Honestly,
well, there's still Foothills Mall.
No,
kind of. They tore down half of it to build a Publix, but the rest is still there.
Yeah, Publix is kind of like a mall, I guess.
Yeah, it's a mall where you buy, you know, sandwiches.
Yeah. That's arguably better in some ways, I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I did an axe throwing. It was fun, okay. I guess.
Yeah, it seemed fine. Like I remember when I was 8 or 9 when I was throwing the axes. And I remember making the guy who, like, the probably the teenager, the high schooler, uneasy at the way I was throwing the axes because I was kind of swinging it by my leg. Right,
long ago you were doing axe throwing?
Yeah, they had it.
I've only seen axe throwing, like, semi-recently being a thing. True. Although I suppose that maybe it was a thing that was popular and then went away and then came back.
Well, I don't know. It's like how bowling alleys used to have like bowling alleys and archery lanes in there for both.
What?
In between?
What are you talking about? You are making that up.
You're a goddamn liar, John. You can find like Time Life articles and like pictures where there's there's a bowling alley and there's like it's like bowling alley, archery lane. Like I don't know how archery lane, I guess.
A lane for archery.
Like they're doing some bow and arrowing in here, but
I mean, I see the bow and arrowing. I do see that.
Yeah, no bowling here at the Ancient Lore Village. Ancient Lore does not have bowling, but...
Do we know that?
Not
directly. bowl. You know, they have like bowls. It's like old timey bowling, like it's on grass.
Oh, maybe they may have some lawn games of some sort.
Lawn darts.
Ooh, like the good kind, the ones that will stab an eye.
Yeah, that's the one.
Good. It's part of their vision for sure on that.
So, yeah, I don't know. Axe throwing, archery, 30-somethings.
Yeah.
Sure.
That yep. is...
You've got it. We've done it. We've figured yeah. it out. Were we talking about something else? I feel like we were on a tear for a second.
I mean, we were...
Then you started saying unbelievable things.
I mean, we were talking about axe throwing there for a second. I got distracted by the map there that has... it is between the town we live in, Knoxville, and another town like that's listed. And they're the only two towns on the map in between this ancient lore village here. That this Middle Earth ass like map. I'm sorry, Inner Earth ass like map.
Yeah, no, legally distinct.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Something is incredulous about like having just like a modern city on like the map you would see in the fantasy book.
Of all the things, I think that might be my favorite thing, though. I mean, like, I'd love to have that map. I'd love to have that map of just, you know, our area with, like, here be dragons. It's like, that's Newport? Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's definitely where the dragons are.
I don't
know
why I'm a pirate reading this map to you. I come with map.
I think anyone like if the closer you get to a map, no matter what kind of map it is, you just become a pirate in some way. You're already if you're not finding you're trying to find where you're going to be going, and there might be treasure there. Maybe the treasure is the friends you make along the way. But
it's very well could be. It very well could be. I'm
be
down for
treasure.
I'm down for that. I would love a good map. A good map. If you could have a map, okay, you have a home now. You're a man in a home. You've got
Correct.
Walls. You could hang maps on those walls.
I could.
Why aren't you hanging a cool ass map on the wall?
I don't know what cool ass map I'd have on my wall now that I think about it.
Well, now like, we gotta figure it out.
Okay. It's got to be in a frame, like you know. That's
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, if you own a home, things don't go on the walls without frames,
right?
Things I mean, without frame, those are for apartment livings.
Yeah. If you put up a map without a frame, that means you're going to put push pins in it a little bit later, and it's called a conspiracy map at that point. So
yep.
You're like, yeah, that's a different path. That's a different path you go under.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
Tailing all these points to the ancient lore village and what do they all mean and all that. You're going to go crazy, and that's not what we want. I want like a pristine map, put it on there so I can look at it and marvel at the map.
Right.
And maybe point out like maybe where there's some treasure to people who are like, oh, that's a map. It's like, yeah, there's some treasure over there. I don't know what I want a map up, though. What do people get like? I mean, like, does it have to be like?
I stayed in a place near the ocean once that had like a really cool, like, map of sort of like the water of the ocean, you know, with like the currents and stuff that came from actually like the American Oceanic government. Man, I don't know who are the people that take care of the oceans.
Atlantis.
Yeah, the government of Atlantis. It was sweet. It was a really cool map, and I was like, and it had like a little bit of information about where you could order the map on the bottom. Like, oh man, I kind of want a map like this because it was, you know, it had all the mappy science shit on it.
Yeah.
And but they don't sell it directly anymore. You have to deal with somebody else that will print it for you because it's
we live
in a wonderful era where, you know, printing.
Right. So you'd have to go
cool to do.
You have to go like I know a guy who can do this, but you gotta go find the ancient literature and find a map in return, a map for a map.
Yep, that's right.
I think I'm going to ruin it, but I would probably like have a map of like Chrono Trigger, the Chrono Trigger world, the Chrono or something. Trigger map. Yeah,
I get it. Like that's cool. That's cool. I get
like,
that.
Not like a sprite map. I think like, you know, like a drawn map kind of thing.
That's cool. I can't say anything against that. I would like that too. I think I would like that too. But there is something. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. There is something pretty cool about like a government science map.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, it's got the NOAA. It's probably NOAA, like North Oceanic, whatever. Atlantis. What's this NOAA?
Atlantis.
Yeah, Atlantic, Atlantis, and Ancient Lore Village. That's what the second A in NOAA stands for. They actually got NOAA to produce this map that we see here briefly.
The
very important. It's a very important place to go to.
Yeah, clearly. There's something to be said about like a survey map where you're trying to like detail like how the map is and all the like the verticality of everything, just kind of going through there. There's something to be said about that. I see where you're going.
It's beautiful in its detail.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Ancient Lore Village, which is,
which is I don't see a goddamn map in this whole Ancient Lore Village.
No, how do you know how to get to the power lines from here?
Do you think they have like some lore? It's like, oh, the wizard speaking or something like that. Like they have to, like the people who work there have to reiterate or regurgitate every time like the power lines are acting up again.
Welcome to Ancient Lore Village. The magical lines, the magical strands of power crackle with the might of the wizard Agronaut.
But only you can defeat them with this.
Yeah. You have to sit around the fire pit with beers.
Now throw this axe.
Yeah, throw it. Prepare yourself. Steal your body, warrior, to fight it. to fight the metal monster that plagues us all. Finally, like 10 years into running Ancient Lore Village, everyone that's ever gone had to sign an article or had to sign a contract that they would come back on a specific day and all work to tear down the power lines near Ancient Lore Village.
Recruitment strategy.
Yep. And then just use the power lines to destroy the Walmart nearby. Finally, Ancient Lore Village stands alone.
Finally, the boys have all the power, not the power lines.
Tennessee Valley Authority, my ass.
Aaron, I think I'm tapping.
Okay.
I don't know how much more I could take of the Ancient Lore Village at Boyd Hollow.
Probably, I don't know, stay there or don't. I'm not sure. Yeah.
That book was free on their website for a while. They
for
stopped
a
doing
while.
That.
Yeah, now it's cost money.
Yeah.
Send me an email, questions@videodeathloop.com, and I may or may not send you that book for free if you want it.
Yeah, you want to read a weird diatribe into multi dimensions where each dimension has their own specific fantasy like race and they all get along.
Yeah, they're
really
all good.
Well.
No one's ever evil.
No, evil bad. There's no conflict in this.
You ever wanted to read a book without a antagonist? Here you go.
Yep, there you go. That's what you get. The marvels again, marvelication of books.
John, I have information for you.
Oh, good. Thank God. What do you have for me?
I have which level that pasteurization ranks in Wikipedia's vital articles.
Oh man, good. Can I make my guess?
Do you want a reminder of the number of articles in each level?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay. Level 1 has 10 articles, which we've already gone over. So that's a freebie because you know it's not in there.
Okay.
Level 2 is 100. articles. Level 3 is 1,000 articles. Level 4 has 10,000 articles. And level 5 has 50,000 articles.
Ooh, okay. I think I was originally saying level 3 earlier, but I will go back and I think it's a level 4 article. I don't want to say it's a level 4 article. I think it's a bigger thing for me.
Pasteurization is more important.
Yes.
Okay, John. Pasteurization is a level 4 article.
Yes!
You got it right.
Yeah!
I believed in you. Yeah, it falls in between laundry and refrigeration.
You know, both things that...
Under the food, water, and health.
wait, hold on. Food is a level 4 article?
Well, the food section of level 4.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
But it also includes such filth as desalination. Who needs that? I mean, come on. Well, if you've got pasteurization, who needs to desalinate shit? Okay, no. We got milk. We got milk, son.
Yeah, got good old vitamin D right there.
Yep.
Well, good. I'm glad it's somewhere in there. I still feel like if aliens or otherworldly life forms were reading the Wikipedia, they would probably be like, why did they give us a fucking article on laundry? But, you know, whatever. that's fine. But cool.
Actually, before we go, I kind of want to know what laundry, how Wikipedia describes laundry.
Tell me. Yeah, okay. Tell me about laundry.
Laundry is the washing of clothing and other textiles, and more broadly, they're drying and ironing as well.
That's a good definition.
I mean, it's well researched. Not wrong. I mean, from my experience with laundry, that's correct. That's correct. I don't know. It sounds fine. It's fine. It's fine. It doesn't really make laundry sound sexy.
No.
But is laundry sexy?
No, not really. It's messy. It's annoying.
But it is interesting because they use laundry as a verb. Because it's definitely the washing of clothing and other textiles. Right. I also feel like laundry sometimes gets used as a noun, at least around this house. It's like, folded the laundry yet?
Yeah, no, it's a noun. It's definitely like
things that have been laundered are also laundry.
Yeah, it's just kind of, it's a good old proper noun there.
Yeah, it's not a proper noun.
No, it's not a proper noun, but it's a proper noun.
Okay, it's a lowercase p proper noun.
Yeah.
I wonder if nouns are in the Wikipedia vital article.
We cannot go any further. We got to laundry. We questions at videodeathloop.com. You can ask us questions about nouns or laundry or whatever in the between on there.
Or if you want a free copy of Ancient Lore Village, fuck it.
We will send it to you.
Swear to God.
Yeah, we will. If you want to read this book, it is certainly text on a page.
Yep.
That is what you can say about it, but it's they were desperate to get this done, and they did. By God, they did do it. So,
thus avoiding any and all potential legal issues with the Tolkien estate.
Christopher Tolkien is going to get that ass, though. So,
he'll do it.
Yeah, he'll do it. He's ready for a fight anytime. He's like, is he still alive?
Probably. I wonder if he has a vital article about him.
That's a possibility.
No,
on there.
He's dead.
Oh, okay. Well, he's still gonna kick some Hobbit lore ass here going on.
100% he will.
You can talk, like, if you want to rate us on whatever podcasting platform that you like on there, rate us 5 stars, tell a friend, do all the things that make podcasts go popular, or at least you don't get a couple extra views on there. Like, tell, it's like, hey, I listened to this podcast. They're talking about, it's like something weird. Come on, check it out. Tell you know, tell a friend.
Yep. Tell them. Tell them over the fire pit at Ancient Lore Village.
Yeah. They could be playing this right now at the Ancient Lore Village on the ancient spell speakers or whatever they call them, because I guarantee you they have like some, they probably have some nice speakers out there playing some Americana of some sort.
For sure.
Did I like, yeah, questions, reviews. Did I miss anything, Aaron? Do you have any other words to say?
Have a great week, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.